It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back. We're up here on the 44th floor with comedian Mark Curry. And right now it's time for I Can't Get Behind That.
My very popular part of the show.
Yeah, it's a very popular segment. People email us with, you know, things that piss them off. And it's always good when we have a guest like Mark Curry, mm-hmm. when he can get behind it and tell us what he can't get behind.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to start or you want me to start it?
Oh, you start.
All right, I'll start it. This is a good one. Here in Nevada, we have a 14% unemployment rate. But you go into a place like Subway on a Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they have one person working the counter, mm-hmm. seven people in line, and mm-hmm. each person's ordering like 4 to 5 sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And it's taking 30 minutes just to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
One person working, nobody in the back.
Well, everybody's using it. It's an excuse mm-hmm. to cut back. It's the economy. It's okay. It's the economy. I'm making my sandwiches and bringing them up.
You know why they lost my money? It was taking too long, so I went next door to Carl's Jr. It's like, okay. How long are you going to wait before you...
Right. Well, my opinion on that is if you go into Subway and there's one person working, there's seven people there... I call that a gang robbery because there's only one person. If as a gangster, I look at it as if there's only one person working, they're not spending money on a security. That means there's nobody in the back. That means those seven people in the line is my group, and we're gonna rob his ass and get some free sandwiches. We're gonna put a
opportunity.
We're gonna rob
give me
him
all your cash and make me EMT.
Yeah, exactly. No rules first. Have you make the sandwiches.
That's like having
first.
The strip clubs cut back. You have one stripper all day.
Well, I went to a club that was like that, and she was by remote.
She's
via
a hologram.
Via satellite.
So it was different, but it was a trip jacking out to a remote, but I did it before. But, for the caller, what he does, if you go into a Subway or a place, there's only one worker rob the place. It's easier because, you know, it's easy. It's only one person.
But watch how fast the people come out from the back when you rob
right,
it.
But you always they check that. You
back.
Always check that.
Yeah.
At Subway?
No, not at Subway. There ain't nobody in the back at Subway.
The whole restaurant
yeah.
in the front.
Yeah. There's nothing, nobody in the back. It's probably an older person. You can hit her in the head with one of them long ass sandwiches. I always get a 6 foot long sandwich, use that as a weapon.
But I'm just saying, at 14% unemployment rate, hire some people.
But it's just an excuse for them. We're cutting back.
Right. Strippers have nothing to do in the morning. Let them make sandwiches.
Right. Sandwiches in the day, strip at night.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Or just move the Subway exactly. inside the strip club.
Well, I mean, they already got nice restaurants. You got Rick's Cabaret that's got an okay. awesome steakhouse inside
I like that.
There.
I like that.
That's why guys never leave the strip clubs now. You're giving them steak and potatoes.
Right. What you can do is go in, in there with a big stick and make your own sandwich. When the person says something, say, "You don't want to fuck with me right now, motherfucker.
I'm hungry.
Pass the cheese." And I guarantee you he'll pass the cheese.
I'm just going to help you out. Make my own sandwich.
Right.
Well, I can't get behind this. I don't know if you guys have noticed the craziness of mm-hmm. the strip, but NASCAR's here.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't even realize it. So I'm not going to bag on NASCAR because apparently it's really popular and I don't want to even...
And they'll kill you.
They will kill us. They're like Muammar Gaddafi. They will kill you. They're like the mob. But I can't get behind grown men wearing other pictures of grown men on their shirts.
I can. I agree with you. I agree. That's why I can't wear Sean John. I can't.
Well, Sean John just says Sean John, but he doesn't have a picture.
I can't have another man's name. I never even wore Jordan. I love Michael Jordan, but I couldn't wear another man's name. As a true pimp on my lapel.
I know.
But if it's Gordon, I would.
But they have their faces are like this big on their chest. So it's a grown man with another man's face, and it's like a profile picture.
Right. That is
emblazoned with a big number. Yeah. I can't get behind that.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's a little weird.
But if it's Gordon.
That and guys who wear Ed Hardy shirts.
Ooh.
Ed Hardy show. I never got into it because I was skinny, so I never got into it. I don't like when you're skinny, it don't look right to me. It has no colors. Them colors, it don't look right.
I don't think, if we're going to go on this, I can't get behind grown men wearing sparkles on them. I mean, Ed Hardy has
sometimes
sparkles and gems.
Right. I put on sparkling underwear and socks when I'm having a sexual relationship with girls who have bad eyesight so they can see me.
But, that's a uniform.
Right.
That's a uniform.
Right,
you're like, the airport guiding
okay,
you in.
Okay.
So I can get behind that.
I can't get behind women who wear G-strings backwards. I mean, that throws me off.
It's like a paper cut.
Yeah, it just like throws me off because the vagina looks crazy. It doesn't look right, so.
Maybe it's not the underwear.
You're right. You could be. Well, she was older. It was dark. And so
it does get a little nasty down there.
Yeah, sometimes you call, you don't know what you're going to get at 3 o'clock in the morning. They send a 63-year-old with the lights out, two glasses of XO. You know.
Yeah, when you want them, when you want them in your room faster than a pizza, yeah, you got to take what you got to get.
Yeah, sometimes you get older, but nothing right. I mean, I like watching Good Times Getting Head. And saying, you know, she showed me the tape with the episode she was in.
Right.
So she came in. She was a little girl at the time.
Ooh. You I mean, took it there.
Like little 90, girl. She was, I mean, 26.
Yeah. Back in 1905?
Girl. Yeah, exactly.
It's awesome. My other one is people who have no respect for other people's stuff. Like, if you go to the laundromat and they just pull your stuff out. I heard some lady getting in an argument over that the other day. Also, like, okay. If you have a cell phone and you set it down to go get something and they steal your cell phone just because you set it down to go get something.
I agree. But things you can do on that, when you're at the wash house and you don't want somebody to take your stuff, put a dead dog or dead cat in with your wash. And when they pull it out, they'll definitely
we
stop.
We love marinated little puppies and kitties.
You know, they'll definitely stop.
I didn't think of that.
Or a severed head. You can buy these things at the hospital, a severed arm, fingers. A thing
or just
like
do
that.
It yourself.
Yeah, or some ripped up panties with a big butcher knife. You would put some ripped up panties and butcher knife on top of the washer or dryer. Nice. People would see that. Immediately they know this motherfucker's crazy as hell. Don't fuck with his shit.
Yeah.
You know, these little small things you can do to
just take your hand and put it in blood and just put a handprint on it.
Or just put something in there that'll cut their hand off.
Right,
like
a
saw trap or something.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I like that.
And then when they're screaming, you're like, well, what are you doing
there? Hooking up a mechanic, like a saw trap seems complicated, but I think just straight up putting a hand of blood on there.
Right, blood will work. You also bleach is a good word. Where you just you know you take some bleach and you put it onto a styrofoam cup and dangle it on the edge. So when they come, you know, bleach
will
push them back. It'll push them back for a while.
It'll push them back.
You know, and you have a chair so they can fall. At least you hear the commotion while you're in the car smoking your joint while your clothes are drying.
Can't you just smoke your joint in peace while your clothes freaking dry?
You could actually smoke it in the laundromat. They don't mind.
They don't
all you
mind?
Do is go behind the dryers and people think that this one of them is on fire.
When was the last time you went to a laundromat?
Me? I go to the laundromat all the time. I do.
Sure you do.
He performs open mic there.
No, I do. But sometimes I wear, you know, some really tight pants with no underwear. And, you know, the ladies there are great, you know. I mean, women
and they're probably free. They're like, oh, yeah. Mr. Cooper.
At least I know their panties are clean. You know what I mean?
Bonus. Mm-hmm. Absolute bonus.
Yeah, my dick gets hard when I smell Downy.
Oh, me too.
Sometimes I jack off to Downy.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Well, you know, and we got this spring. Is that your favorite one?
Yeah, yeah. It just makes me jack. When I jack, I feel like I'm in the woods.
I'm more of a Snuggles kind of guy.
Snuggles kind of guy.
Never got me sexually aroused.
The bear doesn't?
No.
It's not the bear. It's just the smell. It's just the smell of it.
What's some of those slips you put a piece of paper
Bounce.
You put in?
Bounce.
What is that? Is that the same thing as Downy?
Yeah.
What does Downy do?
Well, Downy
apparently makes you horny.
Downy, you have to have the little ball that you put it in, or you have to have a special machine. So some people don't have the special machine.
I never
machine.
Did. I don't know how to wash clothes. I don't even know how to do that stuff.
That's why he goes there with the tight pants on, so the ladies will do it for him.
They'll do it for you.
You know me, I sit up with tight pants on with a half erection. I just sit up with my leg cocked up. Sports Illustrated
are you wearing jeggings?
No, just straight up and with my shirt open and we're reading a Hot Rod magazine. And so many women come in there and they'll say hi to you and it's incredible.
What about subs? Do you wear those? Have you seen those?
What subs?
Those are those pants now that... just have a little suspender attached to your belt so you can still expose your boxers.
Oh no! I normally wear peekaboos. I get them from the National Flashers Club that I'm in. Where their pants where I can flash, and when the police come, it look like they're still on. So yeah, I can walk by some girl, show my penis, and click it back. He's showing his penis, and no, I wasn't. What are you talking about?
Because I'm all strapped up.
Right, right. So it's really good. They're flasher pants. It's good. Me and Pee-wee Herman sometimes go in the movies. And
your friends are Pee-wee.
Yeah,
good.
He's crazy. I love the same dude that show Naked at gunpoint.
Now that's a perfect show to smoke weed too.
Yeah, yeah. But I like to put it. I like to.
So was H.R. Puff and stuff.
Oh man, remember that? Good.
Yeah,
I would love to get the character who played H.R. Puff and stuff, go to his house right now with some friends and put a pistol to his head and make him do all those shows. motherfucker, you put this mask on and start doing HR. I haven't did that for years, motherfucker. Don't make me mad. I just killed some people at a laundromat.
In these tight pants.
Right. Look at the publicist saying, this is too much. This is too much. Well, let's push it.
Go ahead. All this hooker talk. Yeah. You know what I'm sick of?
What?
Hookers that freaking talk. They shouldn't fucking talk.
Then
they
shut up.
I agree.
They
I
should
agree.
Shut up. I should shut up.
I agree.
I'm not telling anybody secrets.
That's right.
But you get paid $30,000, you get a Bentley. Shut your mouth.
I agree with you. But what you got to do is when you pay a hooker that much, you got to jam your dick so much in her mouth that she can't talk for a couple of weeks. So when she does
bruise
talk,
it.
Yeah, it's irrelevant. Esophagus. Just hit it.
Because they're coming out like Tiger Woods.
Yeah, see,
back to the obtrusion.
Exactly.
Back to the obtrusion.
If Tiger Woods would have been hitting that ass, they would never have spoke.
Well, but he wasn't paying them. That's one thing.
Yeah, he was. He was.
I mean, he's paid for them to go places, but they didn't said that they gave him
yeah, because
money.
I mean, Tiger Woods probably was breaking them off, you know, clubs. I heard he was beating the girls. You know that? He was beating them with the clubs.
Beating them with the clubs.
Yeah, people didn't. That's what he was taking that clip. What he would do was he would meet a chick. He would, you know, hey, want to go ride on the golf course? Golf course is very dark at night. He'd take them and he would take them with their clubs and he would beat them. Beat him and,
that's
and
a good
put a
way
Nike
to get
shirt on
him
to and turn the sprinklers on.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rock and Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz and I fly home.
Cool. It's good stuff.
Okay, how do you do it?
Yeah, just pour right in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to put the lid back on and shake it all up.
Okay.
You know, well, he does that. I'll give my other one. People who wait too long in the parking lot to pull out and make their turn. They just want to make sure that there's apparently no cars. Look, there it goes. It's fizzing. Look at that.
Right. Okay.
They're just waiting too long to make that turn. They want no cars on the street, apparently, when they decide to pull out.
Right.
They're high.
High and old.
Not all of them. They might be high, but they may not be high and old.
No, well, what I do,
we're in Vegas.
I like
high.
That, though. I like when they do that because I drive Excursion with a big rack on the front. And what I do is I like to wait for and right when it's time, a car's passing, I push him out and get a fender bender. And yeah, I'd like to see a wreck. It kind of turns me on, like an arsonist lights fires. I'd like to see a wreck. My dick gets hard immediately, just the impact.
I like a good wreck, too, as long as I'm not in it.
Right. But I like a good wreck. Sometimes I'll see a wreck and I'll go get in the car right next to
you.
You
know that's the only reason you watch NASCAR.
Right.
You're hoping somebody goes right.
You know, but I'm a NASCAR fan and I'm a race fan, so I actually watch racing for racing, be honest with you.
Yeah.
Really?
I learned how to race.
I watch hockey for hockey, and some people think that's just stupid.
Right,
don't
right,
you
right.
want to fight? Well, a fight's good, but I would rather watch the game.
I watch porno for the audio.
I watch porno for the story.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Oh, it's good.
It's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there.
We're going
to
see.
I like to snort it.
Really?
Yeah.
She puts it on her toast and omelets.
I like before I make love, I like to drink 4 Red Bulls. One time I jumped on the bed and fucked the bed, and the girl was like, "You a trip."
You a trip.
You got one more for us, Mark?
Oh, my pet peeves. I hate when you're anywhere, on a plane, anywhere, and somebody is talking on their cell phone so fucking loud that I can hear that goddamn conversation. Motherfuckers, we hate you. Fuck. I hate that. I hate that more than anything. I'll start talking loud.
I can't get behind that either.
They do that because they want you to know the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm so important. Look at me on the phone. I'm important.
Right. I can't get behind that.
I agree with you.
That's my pet peeve. Ugh, I hate that more than anything.
Even worse is when they have the earpiece.
Right.
I'm like, I think the only people that actually need that are like the handicapped or maybe a doctor.
Right. And also, I hate people on celebrities on Twitter who think they need to give these daily affirmations and stuff. Be yourself so you can follow all that stupid
follow
shit.
Follow your dreams.
Yeah, stop all that stupid shit, you stupid motherfuckers.
Well, speaking of Twitter, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter is Mark Curry. At Twitter.
Mark Curry.
So all you people out there who's been listening, hit me up at Twitter. Hit me up at Twitter, okay?
And you're on Facebook?
And I'm on mention Facebook the rock and comedy show so yeah. he knows where you're from.
Yeah, mention the rock and comedy show because we got to keep this type of comedy going. This is real deal stuff coming from the basement. And this is what we got to do. This nonsense. We can say we want fuck Kellogg's.
But before you go, does the chair over there smell like Old Spice and asshole? Because Bobby Slayton's here and usually the smell lingers around a little bit.
Yes.
We tried to clean it up.
We tried
Bobby
to clean
got
it up.
Smell?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a smell.
Yeah, like
yeah, Old Spice and asshole.
Hilarious.
Well, so you're going to be at the Hilton yes. March 16th through the 20th.
Yes, I'm going to be at the Hilton.
At 10 p.m. Ooh, is that your hooker? Right.
That's Bobby Slayton.
That's,
get out of there.
Right now.
Go.
That's Beyonce.
Is that your hooker?
Yes, yeah, Beyonce.
But again, Mark, thank you so much for coming on and doing
absolutely.
The show.
Absolutely. You're
awesome.
Hilarious.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. I'm Mark Curry, Mr. Cooper Live. Come see me at the Hilton, 10 p.m. show. Hit me on Twitter, people. Mark Curry at Twitter and on Facebook. But hit me on Twitter. Love you, man.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
it. I want to fuck Whoopi Goldberg naked.